USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to see churches reopen.
They're so important in terms of the psyche of our country. To me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential. It's so important. People want to be in their churches. It's wonderful to sit home and watch something on a laptop, but it can never be the same as being in a church and being with your friends. And they want to have it opened, and I think that's going to be happening very shortly.
Lori Loughlin plans to plead guilty on Friday for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Loughlin will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. She'll spend 2 months behind bars, followed by 2 years of supervised release and 100 hours of community service. Loughlin also will be fined $150,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The latest numbers are out regarding jobless claims. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 2.4 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which is down about 250,000 from the previous week, but now pushes the total since the coronavirus outbreak began to more than 38 million. States with the biggest increases in claims last week were Florida, Georgia, and Washington, the biggest decreases in California, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Officials in Glendale, Arizona, say the suspect in a shooting at a shopping and entertainment complex admitted he was involved. Speaking during a briefing in Glendale, Sergeant Randy Stewart notes the suspect said he went to the complex to gain some respect. Glendale Police Chief Chris Briggs praises his officers for their actions last night.
Words cannot express the pride I have in all of my officers. They not only did their jobs last night, they did their jobs well.
The suspect now faces 16 charges. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
May is Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. Approximately 40,000 people in the United States have Huntington's disease, or HD for short. Huntington's disease is sometimes described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time. All during the month of May, I'm going to be raising awareness for this fatal disease. I had a chance to catch up with Don Majid. Don is a social worker at the Huntington's Disease Clinic at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, and she discusses with me some of the symptoms of Huntington's disease.
The symptoms that we see most frequently, the first symptoms to appear tend to be cognitive symptoms. So they're having difficulty following through on tasks that might have once been very easy. They might have difficulty managing their finances. They're forgetting to attend appointments. So it's the cognitive symptoms that we tend to see initially, and thereafter with some of these patients, we're going to see physical symptoms, such as balance issues, what we call chorea, which is involuntary movements. We see people who are susceptible or at risk of falling. Sometimes they are walking into doorways or hallways. They have difficulty managing their movements at that point.
For more on Huntington's disease, please check out hdsa.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.